Good evening, y'all. This is Carrie Marks, and I'm joined in the cabaret studio by the Gasoline Lollipops. They're going to just start playing some music for us now.
When you send me packing down Green River Valley, I knew that if you couldn't, then no one would have me. I lost myself drinking with those stray dogs in the alleys till the whiskey soaked my bones. Well, that clean on cold, blowing on that muddy river. I felt so goddamn old, I didn't have the strength to shiver. I'm almost swallowed whole, and when the skies went back that sliver, I knew I had to go it alone. But love is free. Take all you can. Just don't ask me to be the bigger man. Yeah, 'cause I'm all spent. Well, I gave all I had. I guess living a good life, brother, made me bad. Making chase, I don't know what I'm running from. I'll never leave this place. Leave this place.
Hey!
Old dreams I ever had.
head I'm drinking, drown within. Never batter's empty though my head still spins. Well, this room and this world and my friends and kin in a blaze of glory, then it's dark again. It's dark again.
Yards ever open, steady flow goes roll out like fog. Hey, all the wicked roads I chose led me down to being broken, where the wind will beat you with the breath of God. The breath of God. Like old ghost town, veins are empty streets. I'm a wedding gown after the great divorce. Well, I try to keep my head down and my mind off of defeat. Nightmares just come with greater force. And my head low flew to heaven, left me below. But no one will I'm in crossroads. Hey! You show me a time that ain't been laid to pain and crime. You show me a soul that ain't been riddled with stains and holes. I'll show you to the devil if I can find them crossroads.
All right, all right. What was that second one?
It's called Devils in the Ace.
Devils in the Ace. Which album is that one off of?
It's off of Death.
Death. The other one was Love is Free. That's off of the newest.
No, not the newest. That's off of Resurrection.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. How the albums fly when
they
you're having
really
fun.
Do. I thought yeah. It was more recent than that. Hi, Clay. Can you introduce your band for those who cannot see them?
I will try my best, although I can't guarantee anything because I've acquired a lot of brain damage over the years. Well, here we go. To my left, on drums, Kevin Matthews, hailing from Denver, Colorado. He's bowing right now, but y'all can't see it. On the big bass there, that's Bad Brad Morse, hailing all the way from Niceville, Florida. Get it, Brad? Put some stank on it. And then to Brad's left, we got the great Don Ambory on the Telecaster. Hailing from Detroit, some say. Others say Chicago. Yeah, it's all one place, he says. And then to his right, or to his left, we have Mr. Spiros Palmer. Good friend and Gas Pop's representative here.
Nice. Yeah. So the most important question, have you slept, Clay? In like 4 days, 5 days now?
I haven't slept in like 7 years, Carrie.
7 years? No, I know that you've slept a couple times in 7 years, but I'm just talking about more recently.
Yeah, actually, yes, I have, because this baby sleeps a lot better than the last one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, my firstborn was 7 years ago, and I haven't really, I just started sleeping when we had the second one.
That's usually the way it goes.
3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, we got a new addition to the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you sang her any songs yet?
Yeah, I was just sitting on the edge of the bed right before I came here practicing Tom Petty songs, and she was sleeping like, well, a baby. Oh.
She was sleeping while you were singing?
Yeah, she was, and she was having dreams, and they were happy when she was smiling in her sleep.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So are you going to play us whatever song you were playing for?
I'll give it a shot. I don't know if y'all are going to smile like she did, you know?
Oh, she's not true.
She didn't have much to compare my performance to. But it's still a Tom Petty song, no matter how you dice it, you know? So it's enough to make babies smile. Then after that, I started playing one of my own. She started crying.
Oh, she woke up. Did you sing to her the first day of her life?
I was singing to her before the first day of her life.
I know. Okay, yeah. The first day of her life on the outside. Emergent life.
I definitely sang to her.
Do you know what you sang? Like the first thing you ever sang?
I do, actually. It's the first song I remember my dad singing to me, and I sang it to my son when he was a baby. Tura Lura, the Irish lullaby. It's like a family tradition. I don't know why. But that rhymes. I'm going to make that into a song. Drinking whiskey and rye. It's a family tradition. I don't know why. So it's getting popped in the eye. Yeah, all right
well, do you want to just play some more, or do you want to talk about
let's talk about Tom Petty.
You're going to be playing a lot of Tom Petty at your New Year's Eve show.
That's right, at the Fox Theater.
At the Fox Theater.
We're going to be playing, well, the idea is that we're going to play all of Wildflowers by Tom Petty
in order.
Yes, in order. I just started learning the songs today, so we'll see how this goes. But the plan is that we're going to have a lot of guest musicians and singers from the area, local superstars coming up and singing with us. Bonnie and Taylor Sims from Bonnie and the Clydes are going to come up and sing with us. Danny Schaefer is going to sing with us.
Nice.
The Farmer Sisters are going to sing with us. Help me out here. Oh, a couple guys from River, Arkansas are going to come up. They're opening, and Tyler Grant and Johnny Miller is going to be there. And,
Wow.
Grace Clark. So, yeah, I mean, it's a who's who of the Boulder music scene. Yeah, and Denver.
It's like the Troubadours 20 years later.
It's kind of like that, yeah, with a nod to the great Tom Petty.
Awesome.
So I'm really going to dig in and learn the songs. So that I don't disgrace him.
It's a good thing to do. And we are going to be giving tickets away to that show later in this show. So you have to stay tuned. Listen to some.
Yeah, we are. We're
going to
give away two tickets.
That's right. New Year's Eve at the Fox. All right. What are you going to play? You going to play some Tom
Petty? Let's play It's Good to Be King.
For a while, to be there in velvet, yeah, to give them a smile. It's good to get high and never come down. It's good to be king of your own little town. Time to time. to be king. Have your own way. Get a feeling of peace at the end of the day. And your bulldog barks and your canary sings. You're out there with winners. It's good to be king. Your own world, it helps to make friends. It's good to meet girls, a sweet little queen who can't run away. It's good to be king, whatever it pays. Help it if I have some place in my mind where I go time to time.
Keep on rocking the Tom Petty in here. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat at sea. Sail away, kill all the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free. Sail away, find you a lover. Go away somewhere all bright and new. I have seen no other who compares with you. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong at a boat at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere you feel free. Mm-hmm.
run away, find you a lover. Go away, let your heart be your guide. You deserve the deepest of covers. You belong in that home by and by. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong somewhere close to me, far away from your troubles and worries. You belong somewhere you feel free. You belong.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. We're Gasoline Lollipops. We really appreciate you all tuning in to KGNU tonight here on this fine Tuesday evening. Cabaret brought to you by KGNU. We're Boulder's very own Gasoline Lollipops. We're going to be playing at the Fox Theater on New Year's Eve. You can come check us out there if you feel like it. And we're going to be playing a lot of Tom Petty come New Year's Eve. Here's one of those such songs. It's time to move on. It's time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. Under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on. It's time to get going. Well, broken skyline, moving through the airport. She's an honest defector, conscientious objector, now her own protector. Skyline, which way to love land, which way to something better, which way to forgiveness, which way do I go? Yeah, it's time to move on, it's time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way to know. Under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on. It's time to get going. Sometime later, getting the words wrong, wasting the meaning, losing the rhyme. This nauseous adrenaline, like breaking up a dog fight, deer in the headlights, frozen in real time. I'm losing my mind. It's time to move on, it's time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. Under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on, it's time to get going. Time to move on, time to get going. What lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. Under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on, it's time to get going. Yeah, it's time to move on. We'll be right back. Tom would be so proud of us, guys. He really would. He's going to roll over in his grave just to give us the thumbs up.
So I know you had a little competition online to see who could guess the album that you all were going to cover for New Year's Eve.
Yes, we did.
Why Tom Petty? Why this album? I mean, besides that, it's awesome.
If Donnie had a microphone, he could cover this question.
I told him he could use mine if he wanted, but he declined.
Well, politely declined.
It's really good. We all know that, but there are like what? Thousands of records.
Okay, so we've had quite a few fallen heroes in the last couple of years. Of those, the one that hit me the hardest was Leonard Cohen. But who wants to sit around listening to a Leonard Cohen album on New Year's Eve? No. It's like you might as well just like stay home and slit your wrists, right? And so the second most impactful for me and the most impactful for Donnie was Tom Petty. And this album in particular is my favorite Tom Petty album. It came out in 94, is that it? And that was my personal summer of love. That was when I fell in love for the first time. It was all my firsts happened that summer, and I was down in Tennessee, and I was outside all summer long. We hung out in this park, and everybody would come to the park, and they'd back their cars in and open up the hatchbacks, and they'd take turns playing records, and that record got spun more than anything else that summer. It was like, that was our jam, and we'd all sit around and, you know, circles, playing hacky sack or passing the bong around, and falling in love and watching the fireflies, and it's like, it's part of me now. So that's why I chose that album.
And you don't want to talk, Donnie?
No.
If you're gonna say anything,
say it into this.
It's a good record, I'm afraid. No, I just, you know, I like Tom Petty since I was a kid, but I thought that Wildflowers changed him in my mind from, I don't know what I would, I don't want to sound disparaging of what he was before, but he was kind of like more of
a classic rock star guy.
or something like that. And it transformed him into like the top shelf songwriter guy.
And you know what's weird? I know this was common knowledge to you, but I didn't know this until we started learning this album, and I'm really reading all the liner notes that Rick Rubin produced this thing. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, right around the same time as the Johnny Cash thing, right?
Yeah, and I just started
that early because Cash died. And
Cash, I think, was like a year or two after that.
But yeah, okay, same general.
Yeah, but
it's kind of amazing.
So I really started like paying attention to the production of the album. I'm listening to it totally different than I ever did back then. You know, like hearing a triangle a lot on the album and a tambourine a lot and stuff that I just never even noticed before. It was just part of the wall of sound there. Cool. So we hired a triangle player.
I was going to ask you.
The best in the country, really. New York Philharmonic triangle player. Flying in. We're breaking the bank on this one.
You could have just, Kaplan probably could have done it. Or Cohen. We could have just brought the boys up there.
We are
to
talking
bang
about top
on.
Of the line. Triangle.
Sorry.
Yes, please.
I apologize.
Please don't talk trash about triangle players.
Played a triangle for money before.
Triangle's hard, man. Have you ever tried making your dinner money standing on a corner playing the triangle? It is not easy. You have to be a bad mofo. Are you allowed to say mofo on the radio?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't. I haven't ever tried to make my dinner playing triangle. Have you seen the guy who tap dances and
plays the trumpet? Yes.
I love that guy. He's so happy.
He's very happy.
He's so cheerful. That's good. We need that in the world, you know?
We do need that in the world, especially in, you know, down on Pearl Street. It's like we're in one of the most beautiful places in the world, right? And yet everybody's walking down Pearl Street looking at their phone or looking at their shoes like they're angry to be there. Like, oh, I'm so angry. And you're surrounded by Christmas lights and the Flatirons and this dude playing his trumpet and tap dancing and just grinning ear to ear. Have you ever tried grinning ear to ear while you're playing the trumpet? That is not easy, but that guy does it. And people just walk by and kick his hat over into the gutter. They're so angry. I know.
Oh, we toss him money every time.
What happened to Christmas spirit anyway? You know? I'm trying to get that back. In fact, I'm making it my New Year's resolution that in 2019, I'm going to make one record one Christmas record with the Gasoline Lollipops, which they're all on board for. And then the second is the Widow's Bane is going to put out a Christmas album.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's really awesome.
Yeah, lots of Christmas music coming your way. I am single-handedly going to keep the Christmas spirit alive, folks.
I am doing...
And kitties, just so you know, I saw some reindeer footprints just the other day. I went up there to patch a shingle on the roof. What did I see? Yeah, so...
Reindeer prints already.
I can't imagine the Widow's Bane Christmas album.
Widow's Bane Christmas album.
Yeah, well, Mortimer is a huge Christmas fan. Yeah, they're just going to be, you know, crooning the classics. I think that's the working title of the album.
Yeah, I mean, I'm putting together a Christmas show. Here.
Oh,
soon. Yeah, next week. Oh. Afternoon Sound Alternative. I'll let you know on Wednesday.
Please, I want to come in.
Really? You'll come in and sing?
I want. No, not sing, but I want to come in and help you curate the show.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah. You all heard that here. Clay will be in Afternoon Sound Alternative on Wednesday, 12 to noon. 12 Ooh. To noon to 3.
Merry
and
Christmas, everybody.
But last night I heard a Twisted Sister holiday album.
God, that must have been horrible.
It's really
so rough.
Something. It's really something. It's so you know, that's that's what's in my mind. Okay. Adam says you all have a new single coming out any moment
now.
Oh,
we do. Yeah, that's a
good
segue.
You going to play one of
that? Well, I was totally derailed there.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if we can remember the song.
We're here at KGNU. Cabaret with the Gasoline Lollipops.
You got it.
In case you don't know.
Yeah, we're going to play our new single. This is called Broken.
Used to run like wolves, was it more like wounded lambs? We tried to hold the world, it just kept slipping through our hands. We were trying to diminish the hurt that was given us at birth. Ain't there just a way? Cure costs more than it's worth. Oh my God, you're so far away. Though I see you every single day. Hey, why are we so broken? Why are we so hollow? Why have we not spoken? Oh, for such a long, long time. Yes, the fault is mine. But I had to numb the pain and lose my mind. So I found my shame. I keep it to my dying. Everything he sees. I'd like to say he's a bad man, but deep down I know he's just like me. And Danny, he's a broken boy, a broken heart and a broken head too. He been playing Russian roulette for so long, but that gun just won't shoot. And Aaron, he's so far away. Though I see him every single day. Hey,
why are we so good? Why are we so hollow? Why have we not spoken over such a long, long time? I guess the fault is mine, but I had to save my soul or lose my mind. So I lost my friends, and I miss them till I die.
That'll go on forever. You don't have to wait for that to fade out.
It's like the old organ at my grandma's house.
Yeah. Just put a beanbag on it.
Should we do the ticket giveaway?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so what we'll do, you know, there aren't so many of us here at KGNU right now, but either myself or George will run out and answer the phone.
George is going for it.
Oh, right. He is?
Thank you, George.
He's giving the thumbs up. Okay. Yeah. Let's see if I can remember the phone number. We're going to do it when the music starts, so don't you all get too trigger happy and light up the phones right now. 303-442-4885.
Is that all we're going to do? We start playing, somebody calls and they get tickets? We're not going to do, like, you know, that they got to answer some crazy question.
Hold on. The number is 303-449-9-4-8-8-5. Okay.
That's it.
Whew. Doing some sign language through the window. That's pretty bad. I don't usually give out that number, so it's I'm okay.
We usually don't give away that number. That's a very private number. Don't give it to anybody that you don't fully trust.
Is there some other way you want to do it? I don't know if we can do, like, name your favorite Gas Pop song or some trivia. I don't think we can really do it that way. I think
we're not allowed to.
I don't know.
Like, who was the 22nd president of Lithuania? I don't know. Lithuania doesn't have presidents, do they?
They do, but oh. I mean, they only started in, like, 92.
Oh,
so they don't have 22.
We're on the third. We're on the third. Oh, whoops.
Okay. Well, don't. That's not it.
Okay. So third caller once the music.
Third caller once
the music starts. Thank you, George, for answering the phone
Thank
out there.
You,
one more time. 303-449-4885. You're listening to the Gasoline Lollipops on Cabaret KGNU.
Let's do a Sinner Man by Miss Nina Simone.
Oh
yeah. See, well, this is part of the trick because you thought the music was coming. Whoops! Is it? Are we about to start?
Right, no. And it'll give, you know, like 15 minutes for George to answer the phone, so that's good too.
I'm sure George is having a good time out there in the lobby. I don't think he even heard any of this. He doesn't know which caller. No, we got a loudspeaker out there, right? He knows what caller is going to be the winner.
It'll happen somehow. Somebody will win some tickets.
Somebody's going to.
Maybe
win
it's
something.
You.
Might be you lucky folks. We're waiting for Bad Brad to plug in his instrument. Here we go. This is a Nina Simone song, and we've been playing it a lot lately because I appreciate I appreciate the sentiment, and I think that politically speaking, it's very apropos right now. So this one goes out to the president and everybody. And the 1%.
Cinnamon, are you gonna run to Cinnamon? Are you gonna run to Cinnamon? Are you gonna run to all along that day? Well, I run to the rock, I can't hide me, rock. Please help me, rock. Won't you hide me? all along that day. But the rock cried out, ain't gonna hide you. The rock cried, I can't hide you. The rock cried, ain't gonna hide you all along that day. So I run to the river, it was bleeding. I run to the sea, it was bleeding. I run to the sea, it was boiling all along that day. So I run to the Lord, I cried, help me, Lord. Please hide me, Lord. Won't you see me dying alone that day? But the Lord cried out, I can't hide you. The Lord cried, I ain't gonna hide you. The Lord cried, go see the devil. Cinnamon, all on that day. Black cloud, power. Lord, Lord, don't you see me down here, Lord? Can't you hear me praying, Lord? Don't you see I need you all along that day? Well, the Lord cried out, where were you? You ought to be praying. Where were you, cinnamon, all on that day?
You're listening to KGNU, Cabaret. That was the Gasoline Lollipops. Wasn't that amazing, folks? Give it up for the Gasoline Lollipops. Gee, Clay, where do you muster all that energy? Well, I'm going to have to think about that, Carrie. Comes from deep down in my cockles. That's what I was going to say. It sounded like cockle rock. It really was, Carrie.
We should just have you interview yourself. Actually, for a cabaret, that would be entertaining. Yeah, right. To the yep. Okay, so let's just remind the listening audience: you all have a New Year's Eve show at the Fox Theater with a whole bunch of cool cats from around Boulder.
A ton of cool cats.
And then you also, I just heard that you have a show coming up at the Ogden?
Yes, we do.
In February?
No, not the Ogden, at the Gothic.
Gothic,
February 22nd at the Gothic Theater. Yeah. And then the Ogden is next.
Then the Ogden is next.
Yeah.
You're headlining Gothic in February?
Yeah, we're headlining Gothic.
Do you know who's going to be your
The
opening?
Strange Americans are going to be opening up for us.
There's a lot of those.
There sure are. You're telling me.
Is that like a 500?
I can't really narrow it down for you. These are strange Americans that play pretty awesome rock and roll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Let's see. We got like 11 minutes left.
Let's play a ballad, folks. This one here is called I'll Be There For You. Is that okay, Carrie, if we play this song? I don't want to go without your go-ahead.
I mean, is that... Yeah, I'm just wondering if that's like the Motley Crue or Poison or whatever.
Yes, that's what it is.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah, it's that song. Yeah, we're going to cover it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know, it's really embarrassing. Nobody can go there with me. Everyone just finds me annoying that I listen to...
We've toned it down a little bit.
Hair.
And this is a folk cover of Motley Crue.
I think pop song.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
okay, okay. Oh, okay. Let's digress here, folks. Y'all ready? I'm not a rich man. In fact, I'm a vagabond. But after the princes have gone, chase off their blues and left you with yours, I'll be there for you. Now I have no weapons, I haven't much muscle or might. After a warmonger's fight has put blood in the moon and it fills your whole night, I'll be there for you. Shadows come and go just like rain. Go home after the storm. Thank you.
I'm not a fall guy. But I can see through this flesh. And now I no longer fear death. For if I am to die and to fade into blue, it will be of your sky, it will be of you. Shadows come and go just like rain. After the storm,
listening to the Gas Pops here on Cabaret, KGNU Boulder. Do it.
on a mescaline roll. Now if you can't find the
rock and roll.
What are you drinking over there, Clay?
Oh, I have no idea, actually. I found this
fuzzy water.
Yeah, I found this coffee cup sitting there. I think it was from last week's cabaret show.
Oh, I could have gotten you water.
It's all right.
Next time.
I drink way worse than this. Come on. We all know about that.
We started off the show talking about birth and the birth of your newest family member, your daughter.
Yeah.
Let's finish with some death.
All right. Is that all right? Sure thing.
So, we only got like 2 minutes, but I wanted to ask you, if you were the type of person who were going to be buried in the ground, which you're not really, and you had a tombstone, what song lyrics would you want printed on your tombstone?
I would want my tombstone to be left completely blank and have a piece of chalk sitting in a bowl next to it.
It's really expensive to just put a blank tombstone there.
I have people walk by, whatever they want to write on it. Clay sucks, S-U-X. Don Ambury was here.
All right, well, on that note, you've been listening to the Gasoline Lollipops here on Cabaret, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The Gasoline Lollipops will be headlining the Fox Theater for New Year's Eve and with a whole bunch of guests. I can't.
And the River Arkansas and Grant Farm are going to be opening the show.
So good. The show start really late, like 10?
No. I actually had it moved up, everybody, just so you know. It's an early show now. It's going to start at like 8, so be there on time.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then a show coming up in February.
Yes, Gothic Theater, February 22nd with the Strange Americans.
And you can find the Gasoline Lollipops all over the interwebs.
GasolineLollipops.com, baby.
Yep, and Facebook and Instagram and all that. So stay tuned for Corriente on your community radio station.